Ovois Perigdal Mishnah Yudalad, Rabbi Nohirai Oimer. The name Rabbi Nohirai is an interesting inyan that we find in the Medrash. It's not clear exactly who it's referring to. We have Rabbi Nohirai in the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin. Over here, it's not muchach that it's one of the Tanoim of the Mishnah, because we do have other Tanoim that are not usually mentioned in Mishnais, mentioned over here in Ovois. But Lamaisa in other places, Lefi one shita, Reb Nehirai is Reb Nechemya, who is mentioned as one of the Gedel Tamidim of Reb Kiva. The Gemara says that all the Chalokim of Torah are Alibad Reb Kiva, Stam Mishnah, Stam Tesefta, and I think it's Stam Tesefta Reb Nechemya, which means that he was Megdele Tamidim Reb Kiva, and it's almost a Pella that we don't have Mishnah Reb Nechemya. So others tainer that another kinui of Reb Nechemya is Reb Nehirai. Others tainer that Reb Nehirai is the same sherish as Reb Meir. What's interesting is that there's Reb Nehirai and Reb Meir in the last Mishnah in Kedushin, Ayin Shah. Another possibility is, the Mepharshim bring down, it's all based on a sugyan and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, that Rav Nehirai might be Rav Elazar ben Aruch, who was the godel shom Talmid Rav Yochanan Zakkai we had in Perek Sheni, and he's called Nehirai al shem that he's manir einei chacham b'halocha. Vinishvi, we have a member of Rav Nehirai. L'chor, the placement of this member would seem to indicate that he's mit Talmidei Rav Kiva. That's where Rav Yehuda is, and Rav Yossi, Rav Elazar ben Shamua. That would seem to be the context over here. What does he say? Have a goyla lemokim teira. One should always be nimshach to leave his comfort, his place, even if theoretically a person, when he is taken care of and his physical needs are supported bimkoimoy, in a way he can learn better. There's always such a svara that a person is at home and he could eat home cooking, he'll be able to learn with Yishuv Hadassah, he doesn't have to fend for himself. No. There's a klal in teira that if a person wants to be koine teira, there has to be a certain amount of doichak, and there has to be a certain amount of his pashtus gashmis. And memela have a girdle of mokum teira is not a necessity, because the yeshiva is in mokum beis, and you're in mokum aleph. How are you going to learn? You don't have a rebbe, so you have to go there. It's more than that. It's an inherent tnai in the limud teira. Could very well be that this klal have a girdle of mokum teira is a product of the fact that since almost the end of churban bayis rishon, klal Yisrael is in, on some level, a state of galus, heyos Yisrael v'arais of a kutcher brichu chadu. So klal Yisrael, in order for a person to be koine Torah, he has to be in a state of galus, because that's the state of Torah. The Maral says this yisoid legabe the fact that the Gemara says you'll never find the halacha brura, you'll never find the soif inyan of a halacha of a sugya discussed with all its pratim in one place. Think about it. Any sugya and shas, the way to come out with the maskana halacha l'maisa is you have to learn a bunch of gemaras in different places. You have to see the rishonim how they shnim the gemaras. Why was it written that way? Why can't it be? Why can't the gemara come out with a mesudikalist like a shulchan aruch coming out in one place? And there's no sugya that's written that way. And the Maral explains that this, that the gemara says that Torah has to be ein mishna brura v'halacha brura b'mokam echod, is because the same way Klal Yisrael is in Golos, so Memela, Torah is also in Golos. Torah is Mufuzam Mufayroid Ben Ha Gemaras, so to speak, because Klal Yisrael is in Golos. So the same concept is true of a Golos Lamokim Torah, is that Golos inherently, for a Yid to be koined, to become one with Torah, he has to be in a state of Golos Lamokim Torah. Ve'al Tema Shitava Yacharecho. Don't farlozich, the Rav just says, very simple, don't be soymich, that the Torah will come to you, Talmid Chacham will come to you. Because maybe not. The way we're saying, it's more than that. It's inherently this mesiris nefesh, this pushing oneself of being gedol l'makom Torah, is a klal, even if it would be theoretically probable, sheitove acharecha, it's not the way to be kind of Torah. Shechavirecho yikaimua biyodecho. The Rav in his first pshat sees this as a hemshech. Don't rely that you'll hear over whatever shmois, we're in the Chadash and the Beis Medrash, whatever kashas, terutzim, commentary, the great Gedolei Hador said, you'll hear it from others. You don't have to go to the Beis Medrash yourself. You don't have to go to the Makom Torah, you'll get the notes. Right, today, it's very easy to get the shir. So you don't have to go to shir, you'll get the shir. Right? They'll record it, they'll put it online, you'll get it. Don't rely on that. That's not a way to be kind of Torah. That's one pshat. That's not the tzura of how to learn. That's not how one's mekabel Torah. You have to streng zechon. To push yourself in the Talmud, has to be mekabel mipi Rav. A second pshat the Rav says is that there's a kam here, this is something else. Shechavirecho yikamu biyadecho. He's saying, have a goyle l'mokim Torah, because al yidei, when a person is goyle l'mokim Torah and he's in a mokim ribui chaverim, that itself will be mekayim the Torah biyadei. When a person is by himself, a person doesn't have that support system of being in the mokim Torah where everybody's shove, he's in his place, then really won't be kind of Torah. Vel binoscha al tishoyen. Don't be soymich on your superior understanding, superior knowledge. It would be quite possible if we would say the Reb Nahirai is Reb Elazar ben Aruch, is that this is the lesson that Reb Elazar ben Aruch brought from his own experience. You could read the Mishnah that way. Reb Elazar ben Aruch says the Gemara in Shabbos, didn't go to Yavne together with the other Chachmi, so eventually forgot his learning, whatever that means, or on some level. Says that they gave him an aliyah, and he read, instead of HaChodesh HaZalochem, he read HaCheresh HoYolibam, which was a tremendous degradation. Does it mean he mamish forgot his learning to the point of not knowing Ivra? Or does it mean that this was a Simon HaShemayim, that he wasn't anymore on that level of being the Maaser HaTorah? We have very little in Shisha Siddur Mishnah from Elazar ben Aruch, the tragedy. We're missing that Bechina and Torah. So if we say that this Tana is Reb Elazar ben Aruch, what he's doing is he's saying over his experience, the Gadol L'Makom Torah is he himself. And this is the way Ovaz Reb Nosson says it. Ovaz Reb Nosson brings down, which is Hosafos on Pirkei Ovaz, brings down this memra as a Hosafos Reb Elazar ben Aruch saying over his bitter experience. And like that, we don't have the Bechina of Torah that could have been ours had we had the memories of Reb Elazar ben Aruch. He's the Gadol Shel Tamid Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, and it's lost, that chelek is lost to posterity. The same with the Torah of the 24,000 Talmidim Reb Akiva. We have a yearly national avelus on that chelek of Torah that's lost. Mesiris HaTorah is our Kiyem Chayin Ve'achimen. When that's lost, we're b'avelus. Mishnah Tezvav, Reb Yanei Oimer. Ein biyodenu loy mishalvas hershoim v'af loy miyisuri ha-tzadikim. It's hard to place the Reb Yanai, but we had earlier in Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, Reb Dustai, Reb Yanai Mishum Ramei. The fact that he could say over Mishum Ramei means he's from the later Tanoi. More than that, Reb Dustai, Reb Yanai is a Tana that we have only in Braises. He's from the Tana, not of the Tkufas Ksivas HaMishnah, but like we've said, there's a period of about 50 years after Ptiris Rabbeinu HaKadosh. We would say Berech from Shnas 3, 5, 9, 50. The last 50 years of Alpayim Shel Torah is when the Brises, the Teseftis, the Chalokim of the Pashonis HaMishnah that stayed in the realm of Torah Shebal Peh, that didn't become part of the Torah Shebichsav of the Mishnah Stura of Shisha Siddur Mishnah. He's from those Tanoim. Reb Yanai is also of that door. He's from the Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's considered the Rebbe, or one of the Rabbeim of Rabbi Yochanan. It's commonly assumed that the Amorah, the Helig Amorah Rabbi Yochanan, was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. There's a little bit of a mistake. If you look at the Seder HaDoros, the Gemara in Chulin says how Rabbi Yochanan spoke about Rav, and he considered Rav and Shmuel greater than him, and the way he described Rav is that when he was a young boy sitting, not as a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He said he couldn't understand what Rabbeinu HaKadosh was talking about. He didn't understand the shir. He was a young boy. I'm sure that he was a great young boy. Rabbi Yochanan was the heliger Rabbi Yochanan miyom hivolda. The Gemara says a story in Yuma that before he was born, his mother was able to feel the Kedusha emanating from him on Yom Kippur. They whispered in her ear that she didn't have to eat. So Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Yochanan, but at the end of the day, he was much younger. So Rav Tanahu Polik was from the Beis Medrash of Rebbe. The Chachomim that were in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe, they're younger than Rabbeinu HaKadosh, are still considered Tanoim. They're in that Kufa the last 50 years. Rabbi Yochanan grew to his Madrega in those 50 years. He's a Talmud of the last Tanoim of the Brises. Rav Chia, Rav Oshio, Rav Yane as well. Rav Yochanan is considered the door of the first door of Amoraim. The Rebbe of Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish very often quotes, okay, he was a Talmud of his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan. He was also a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nesio. Rabbi Yehuda Nesio is the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he's the last one, again, that's mentioned in the Brises. The Pashtus is that this member of Rabbi Yanai has to be after Ptiras Rebbe. Has to be that there were Hoysophos put into Ovois, into the editing of this Masechta of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there were Mishnayos put in, which is a Chiddush. We don't have that in other Masechta than Shas. So the member that we have over here from the Heilige Rabbi Yanai is Ein Biyodenu Loi Mishalvas Hershoim Va'af Loi Miyesuri HaTzadikim. We cannot be masig to how the Rabbeinu Shem runs the world. It could be there's a message here. As Klal Yisrael is heading off into the Tkufas Cheshkas HaGolus, till the end of Tkufas HaTanoim, there was some semblance of clarity, of light, Alpayim Shel Torah. After that, it's Kulei Cheshech. Ein Biyodenu, the Ein Biyodenu over here, the Loshen is like we have in the Gemara, where Shiloh's asked, and he was saying on a certain number, Ein Biyodoy, he doesn't have in hand, he doesn't have the tshuva in hand. Ein Biyodenu means we're not masig, we have no inkling, Loi Mishalvas Hershoim, what the pshat is. This is the age-old question of Tzadik V'raloi, Roshu V'toivloi. He's Magdim, we have no musig, because that's the bigger kasha of Shalvas Hershoim. How could a Roshu have even a brekel of success, of wealth, of Shalva? V'af Loi Miyisuri HaTzadikim. We also don't have a proper perception of Yisuri HaTzadikim. Now the Mishnah puts together Tanoim v'Lachayim have no shaks to each other. A very interesting smichus. Rabbi Masio ben Choresh Oimer. Rabbi Masio ben Choresh is quoted in the Gemara that he was from the Gedolei Tanoim in the door of Rabbi Kiva. He was the Av Bezdin of the Bezdin of Yidden that lived in Rome. Imagine that. In the Tkufa when Rome was persecuting Klal Yisrael, but there were Yidden, there were native Yidden in Rome, and that kept up, that's a Metzius that kept up for hundreds and close to 1500 years, where there was a Choshev and Kihila in Rome. And he was the Av Bezdin there, and we have a member from him. Also, we don't have him really in Mishnayos. One or two places he is quoted, but he's quoted biyachas to an uvda. He's not quoted as quoting other Tanoim because he lived over there. Have a magdim b'shleim kol adam, and it could be this was a teaching that he had to make public because the muskarishim would be that in kedima sholem, the person surrounded by goyim, they're living in Rome, that they should keep to themselves. So Avada Yid does keep themselves, but not at the expense of being polite and pleasant. Have a magdim b'sholem kol adam. Have a zon of la'arayis v'alti roish l'shualim. Better to be a zon of a tail to arayis. The arayis that he's referring to over here, the Mepharshim say, is chachmi ator g'deli ador, who call them g'deli eretz Yisrael. Better to be a nitval, a smaller of the Talmidim, of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, v'alti roish l'shulim, not to be a roish to shulim, or on a much lower madrega. This is Rav Masi Mechosh, who himself was from Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, and then he went to Roimi, and over there he was the God Lador. And the pshat is, because now he's the roish l'shulim. Now, if Rav Masi Mechosh is saying, alti roish l'shulim, so how he himself, l'chor, became the roish l'shulim. So, obviously the answer is, there's a time and a place for everything. Everybody has to know when they're at the stage of working on their own personal gadlus, and then they should be a zon of la'arayis. And at what point they're meant to be in a position of giving over, l'lamed, of influence, and then they should be a reish l'shulim. Just say over an interesting, I heard this years ago, Rav Shach used to answer, there's always a question with putting a boy, a bocher, in a mesifta or a yeshiva gedayla, beis medrash, which is above his madrega, and he has to maybe push himself in order to step into their shoes, or put him in a place where he'll be a mitzuy. And Rav Shach would say, misifti years, it's better for a bocher to be a roish l'shualim. And the Beis Medrash is the older years, it's better to be a zon of l'arayis. Now, the reason behind it is very simple. A young bachur still needs the building of his own confidence and his own sense of self. If he's always struggling to keep up, there's a certain inferiority that creeps in, and then he's not empowered to push himself to try his best. If he feels taka that he's has a very strong measure of success, he's a matzliach. A matzliach feels good about himself, and he pushes himself, and he's empowered to think in bigger terms. So then he has the self-confidence to shoot further, even though there are those that outclass him. He'll push himself, he'll stretch, and he'll become one of the arroyos.